Boys and girls, I read a very interesting story through the week, and I thought it was something that really made me wonder at times what goes on in houses, but then when I think of my own house, I suppose I should stop wondering. But this was a very interesting story about a little girl, and she was just 4 years of age, and of course she had been left with her granny to look after. Now, I see some grannies here this morning, and you know what it is to look after a little four-year-old child. But this child was just touching 4 years of age, and of course she was a real live wire, and she was running back and forward, and she just wouldn't settle, and her granny was finding it very difficult to hold her down and to get her settled. So granny took her out into the local park, and they played for a little time together until both the little girl and the granny were both exhausted. So when she brought her home, the little girl began to play at her granny's feet with some of the toys that she had brought with her. And of course, the granny fell asleep. And of course, that's not a strange thing, is it? All of us can fall asleep at times sitting on a chair. But she was so exhausted that she fell asleep on the chair. And when she wakened up, the little girl wasn't there. The door was open out of the kitchen where the little girl had been playing, and when she went out through the kitchen door, the outside door was open, and she began to wonder where the little girl was at. And she got really, really upset because she went around the house and she was shouting for the little girl outside and wondering where she might be, and she asked some of the neighbours round about, had they seen a little four-year-old toddling about on its own, but the little one just could not be found. And of course, the grandmother, she got very upset and excited, and she lifted the phone and she phoned the mother of the little child, and she explained what had happened and how they'd been out and came back, and she had fallen asleep and the little one was playing at her feet, and then all of a sudden, when she wakened up, she was gone. Mother came home from work immediately, went out and looked in the side streets and up and down the garden and everywhere else, and they couldn't find the little girl. Some of the neighbours came out, and very soon there were a number of search teams, and they were going out around the fields and going right around the houses, and they were really seeking diligently for this little girl, and she couldn't be found. Next thing, they contacted the police. And the police, they brought out search teams, and they got sniffer dogs, and they got out and about, and by this stage it was very dark. And there they were, the neighbours and the family, and all of them were out and about the area, and the next thing, there was a great light was shining down, and the police helicopter was out, and they were all searching for the little four-year-old, and she couldn't be found. So boys and girls, they had to call off the search. And when they all came back that night, some of the neighbours came in, and the mum was distressed, and the grandmother was distressed, and the father was crying. And then all of a sudden, the tablecloth lifted, and the little four-year-old girl, rubbing her eyes, came out from under the table and stood in the kitchen. Well, of course, they were all excited, weren't they? You'd expect that. They were so happy and so relieved that the little girl had been found and she was safe. But they weren't all relieved, because you see, the local police began to count up the bill. And the local police counted up the bill for the policemen on duty, for the cars going around, for the helicopter that had been out with the light at night. And then all this was put together, and the local police superintendent turned around and said that while they were glad that the little girl was safe, he said it was a terrible cost. Thousands had been spent, and he said it was all wasted when the little girl was sitting under a table. Well, of course, Mum and Dad weren't happy about that, and the story went on. But I began to think about that. And I began to think about the words that the superintendent said when he said it had been a real waste and it had been a terrible cost, all to save just one four-year-old girl. And I began to think of what the Bible told me about the Lord Jesus Christ and the cost to him to come and to seek and to save just one soul. Because if I had been the only one ever born into the world a sinner, it would have still have been necessary for the Lord Jesus Christ to leave heaven and to come to earth and to seek me out and to go to the cross at Calvary and there to shed his own precious blood so that my sins might all be forgiven. What a cost. What a cost. And yet that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. He left heaven with all its glory to come down into this world of sin and then, boys and girls, to go to the cross at Calvary and to give himself. To give himself. The Bible says he poured out his own soul unto death. That he shed his own precious blood. What a cost. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ willingly gave it in order that you and I might be saved. And you know something? Just like that little girl under the table who for that period of time was lost, every one of us this morning are lost. Some of us are saved because Jesus Christ is our Savior and we've trusted him. And we've given our lives to him. But some of you are still lost because you've never trusted Jesus Christ yet to be your Savior. And I want you to think about the cost to him in giving his life for you. Because if you don't trust Christ and you die without Christ and you spend eternity without Christ, wouldn't that be a terrible loss? Wouldn't it? Not just for you, but to think that he came from heaven to earth to give everything that we might be saved. You couldn't put it in figures today. You couldn't really count it up in pounds and pence. Just remember that the Lord Jesus Christ gave his very life's blood in order that we might be saved. And if you've never trusted him, now would be the perfect time to say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I was lost. You came to seek and to save me. And I thank you for dying on the cross to take away all my sins. What a cost. What a Savior. He could be yours today if you'd only trust him.